With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
In today's episode, the nugget I'm going to talk about is the fact that life is messy. It's very easy when you look at social media, Instagram, and listen to high performers being interviewed to think that they have it absolutely all together and that their lives are so well organized and that they're amazingly disciplined and, you know, they always do their meditation every day and they journal and they have time for meetings and then they, you know, still put in time for a nap and, you know, and then they still go to the gym and everything works like clockwork every single day. And that life is not messy. The reality is, for every person on the planet, life can be pretty darn messy. And nothing is actually certain until it's signed and sealed and delivered. And if you're an athlete, until the race is fully run or the match is fully played. And within those matches and within the negotiations in business, things can get incredibly messy and the best laid plans can be blown out of the water because people are very unpredictable. And therefore, if you are looking to be successful, you need to be okay with the mess that comes with that. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be pretty well organized and that you can bring a lot of discipline to your life, but it's never going to be as perfect as it could seem, and it's never going to be as smooth as you would like it to be. And actually, that's a good thing, because if things all ran smoothly, there would be no challenges in life. And that's just not reality. Reality is actually being okay with the mess and understanding that everybody's journey is different and that your mess is your mess and that you actually have the best chance of negotiating your way through your problems and the difficulties that are thrown to you. And whilst you can use successful people as role models and take nuggets from them that can improve your life, ultimately remember that they too have their struggles and they too will have mentors and they too will have role models and be trying to improve their lives. It is your life, it is your mess, and it is your way. And you need to be okay with that. And whilst your way is a never-ending road to improvement, it is always going to be so, so far from perfect. So don't even try to be perfect or measure yourself against perfect. That doesn't exist, because you're going to feel incredibly inadequate if you do that. Rather, look at what you're doing and see where you can tweak and make improvements and make changes, with the full knowledge that they're not going to drastically and totally change your life, because you are who you are, and you, like most people who are trying to evolve, will be evolving all the time. And that's a good thing, because I'm going to talk about success formulas next week, and I think it's really important to be able to evolve from one success formula to another. I hope this makes sense. Sometimes I'm talking here and I'm not sure that it actually does. Today's episode is not going to have the music or anything, because sadly the technician, the lady who helps me hopefully improve the podcast with the music and the intros, her father has died, so she can't do it this week. So this is back to just raw David Samuel. And, you know, I would very much like to hear from you what you prefer. So there's plenty of ways of getting hold of me, and love to hear your ideas, and hope that you've enjoyed the evolution that I've tried to bring to it, and which will be back next week. But maybe that's something that some of you prefer, just this raw talking into the microphone and getting it done. Anyway, thanks very much. And as always, wherever in the world you are, good day, you know, good morning, good evening, and thanks for listening. Sports Social Podcast Network.